7. Placa de la antigua casa de Emilio Castelar. This house was once the residence of Emilio Castelar. Cádiz, 1832, San Pedro del Pinatar, 1899. One of the leading personalities in the history of Elda, where he spent part of his childhood. He was a doctor of law, philosophy and letters, professor, writer, politician, historian, academic and newspaper contributor. He was elected to the Spanish Parliament on 20 occasions. He was a Minister of State, President of the Spanish Congress of Deputies and President of the Executive Power during the First Spanish Republic, from September 1873 to January 1874. Emilio Castelar achieved the status of statesman and left a strong imprint on the city's memory, visible in monuments and public spaces such as Plaza de Castelar and Teatro Castelar. The bronze plaque, the work of Alicante-born sculptor Vicente Banyuls, was cast at the Mir y Ferrero Foundry in Madrid, 1926. The plaque shows the image of the illustrious politician. Underneath, we can see the words, En esta casa vivió Castelar en su infancia. In this house lived Castelar in his childhood, with the place and date of the commemoration, Elda, September 1926. And below the text is the city's coat of arms. The base of the coat of arms serves as the point from which two branches of laurel emerge. Human figures are shown on either side of the text. The naked figure on the left is an allegory of freedom and the breaking of chains, undoubtedly related to Castelar's abolitionist view of slavery. On the other side, a clothed female figure sits holding a large book resting in her lap, and can be interpreted as an allegory of eloquence, given Castelar's reputation as an orator. The plaque was sponsored by a group of admirers and supporters of Emilio Castelar's political ideals. They formed an executive commission for the monument to Castelar, erected in the square named after him in 1932, and decided that it should be placed in his memory on the house where he lived during his childhood.